Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
Again, welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. Leah Bergman joining us, coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You went over Sylvan Lucas 47-46 and a 58-30 win over Lincoln on Tuesday. Let's go back to Friday. We'll focus more on that one. A one-point win. You did lead 30-15 at halftime, but they fought back, and you guys are able to escape by a point. Ella Wiles with 15, Jenna Gingler 12, Carly Bremer 10, so a balanced scoring effort there from you. What stood out the most there and being able to hold on for that win on Friday in Sylvan?
Yeah, I knew going into halftime that Sylvan wasn't going to let us off that easy, especially on their home floor. I knew that they would work to get back in the game, and that's what they did. They did a great job at that. As far as we go, yeah, having even scoring really, really helped out. We had Emma Jones hit some clutch free throws there in the fourth quarter. Ella rebounded out of her mind. Carly played great. Jenna played great. Katie, she rebounded well. You know, we had a lot of girls step up and fill big roles, which helped us down the stretch. So hats off to Sylvan. You know, they're always tough. They always play hard. They always play aggressive. And it was a good win for us, especially this late in the season. Those are the kind of games that that we want to play, because those are hopefully the kind of games that we're going to be playing if we can get to state.
Some quick thoughts on the Lincoln game. You dominate that one 58-30 in your final home game of the season.
Yeah, last home game for our seniors. They came out firing. You know, we scored, I think, 23 points that first quarter and 19 the second quarter. So they came out ready to shoot. We did a great job at getting the ball inside. Emma Jones had, I think, probably a career high night. I think she ended up with 14 points. I think she got the taste for some baskets, and she just wouldn't be stopped. She played out of her mind. So that was awesome. And our guards did a good job at getting her and Ella the ball and our post the ball, not only getting them the ball, but getting it on time and in a position where they can score. So, you know, the more we're able to do that, the more it'll open up those outside shots. So I was really, really happy with how we moved the ball, how we passed, and how we got the ball inside. And it paid off. Like I said, Emma having 14 points. Ella had a great night. And that's great, again, as we get farther into the season, figuring that stuff out. You know, I can tell them, you know, over and over and over, get the ball inside. But once they actually start doing it, you know, it's kind of like a light bulb goes on and, oh, yeah, that does work. So it was a lot of fun. They're a fun group of girls. They had fun, and it was fun to watch. So it was a good game, good last home game for our seniors. Hopefully we can keep playing for a little while.
First round bye here in Substate, so we'll kind of take a break from that part of it. I know you'll get ready for whoever your opponent will be, and we will preview that next week here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck here as you get ready for Substate.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Lance Bergman with us now, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, you played a couple games since we talked last. You beat Sylvan Lucas at their place 48-31 and then went over Lincoln 67-37. We'll put more of the focus on that Sylvan Lucas matchup because that was the second meeting. You beat them pretty handily at the tournament, 51-29 there at the league tournament. And you knew it wouldn't be the same game, but you did still pick up a 17-point win on the road. What stood out the most and what led to the win there in Sylvan Grove?
Oh, well, I'll be honest with you. It's the same thing it did the first time. It was excellent defense. Mm-hmm. Josh Towner just was all over Bowden Dahl. I mean, he frustrated him. It was senior night. You know, I think Bowden wanted to have a good night, and Josh was just in his pocket the entire night. He scored 6 points. He averaged, I think, 18.5, almost 19 points a game. And four of them were from the free throw line. He only made one field goal on the night, and it was a contested running about 15-footer off the glass. So, I mean, we did an excellent job of taking him out. You know, Josh deserves a lot of credit. He played extremely good defense again. And offensively, you know, we were a little out of sorts, didn't do too many great things, but our defense just did so well. It kept us in the game, gave us opportunities, and was able to hit a few shots and was able to get the ball inside and finish when we needed to. So, it was a really good game for us. I was really happy, especially playing them a second time. You know, they were ready to go. They came out. They were energetic. But our boys just rose to the challenge. I don't know what it is about Sylvan this year. I kind of know a little bit about it, but that's probably more of a personal issue with Josh and Sylvan, and as far as that goes. But he really rose to the occasion and took it upon himself to just go lock down defense, and that was what was key. I mean, a lot of their stuff goes through Bowden, so by being able to take him away, it helped us. But then the rest of the guys played great help side defense. Then we rebounded extremely well, and for the most part, we took care of the ball really well. The game got shortened. Obviously, we knew it was going to get shortened. They didn't want us to have the high pace that we wanted, so they were very methodical on offense. But because we played such good defense, we was able to limit it to just one shot, and there was very few open shots, so that was key to us. And you know, and then you just talk to the kids about, at this point, you're trying to get better. You want to get better and find things that you can work on. So I thought we did that very well in the Sylvan game, and then turn around. And I'll be honest with you, I was a little nervous about that last home game as far as regular season against Lincoln. I thought the kids came out and was really focused.
Yeah, Lincoln, you get the win 67-37, so that'll lead you into the first round of sub-state as well against Stockton coming up on Friday. Obviously, Stockton's a team that struggled this year, so taking that Lincoln game and applying it to what you need to do here in the first round of sub-state against the Tigers, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I was really happy with the focus. You know, you look at Lincoln's record, you could overlook them a little bit. And so I was actually watching film of just about the first quarter of the girls game. I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel like I had a game plan. It's so busy. It was, you know, we put so much into Sylvan, and then we didn't have school on Monday, and just things were a little out of sorts. So it was really nice. So I was able to get a little bit of a plan going, and we came out. I thought we played good defense again. We took care of the ball. We moved the ball pretty well, and we shot the ball better than we have here recently. So, you know, mix in with the way we're capable of playing defense, and then we start hitting shots, things do seem a lot easier. And I was really happy with that. We got help side defense again where we needed to be. For the most part, we was able to take away some of the inside, and that's something that, you know, we really needed to work on, especially to get in preparation for the sub-state run. Obviously, not trying to look past Stockton, but we know our pretty much guaranteed our semifinals matchup is against Thunder Ridge. And now, like we talked about earlier, it's not necessarily a good matchup for us, especially with their size and their strength. So just working on those things really helps. So that's what we're going to have to do, you know, come out focused and not just lay a complete egg playing against Stockton, but at the same time make sure that we're doing things to get ourselves ready to make a push. You know, we've got one of the tougher 1A Division II sub-states, in my opinion. And that being said, we may have two of the lesser teams in our sub-state, but the top four is, if any of them catches fire or has a really good night, could win that sub-state. So we obviously would like it to be us. So we've got to do everything we can to get situated, and that starts Friday night against Stockton. Unfortunately, it's at our place, so we get one more game on our home floor, and should be exciting for them.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us here, and best of luck as you open out the postseason Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Scott Germark with us, coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Natoma on Friday night, you went at home 53-28. And then Sylvan Lucas to wrap up the regular season, you beat them 60-53. Give me some quick thoughts on that Natoma win. A nice workmanlike effort there to get the 25-point win.
Yeah, I thought really in that Natoma game, the girls came out with a sense of urgency and they really wanted to get after them right away. I mean, I believe we were up like 22-4 after that first quarter, and then, you know, not kind of coasted, but, you know, we got the rest of the girls involved in that fourth quarter. But they really got after it and, I mean, really worked on fine-tuning what it is we're trying to do on the offensive end and defensive end as we get closer to the end of the year here. But it was a good win.
A nice win against Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday as well, 60-53. I'm sure you feel good about that, and it gives you some confidence rolling into Substate, doesn't it, to pick up a win against a team like that?
With that game, I mean, it was such a good, fun game to coach in and just really be a part of, and that's what we expect. I mean, when you look at our Substate, I mean, it's going to be tough, and this game's just going to pay off for us in such big ways. I mean, we knew that, you know, Kenobi, I mean, that girl's just so good. I mean, and the way they get out and guard, and I really thought in this game, you know, credit to the teams that we have played that played us tight man. I mean, you're really starting to see the girls turn the corner and understand how we want to attack that and handle that pressure. I mean, we shot it so good from the floor, you know. And then really the free throw line, you know, talking about attacking the basket, I mean, we went 22-32. And I just really liked how we made just a small adjustment on offense. And then defensive-wise, over about the last 2.5 weeks, I mean, we've made a change there, and we've done so good. And in that Sylvan game, Addison Walters, it doesn't show up, but she played such a good part of on defense in the middle, because Sylvan's so good at running those off-wing cuts to the middle, and she did a phenomenal job. And then, you know, Tatum fouls out early in that fourth quarter, and so Faith comes in and gets three huge blocks in that fourth quarter to really seal the deal there. And Lauren did good of bringing the ball up. I mean, I was just proud of the girls and how they handled that game.
You're going to get that win against Sylvan Lucas, and you do roll into Substate coming up on Friday night. You'll take on Rock Hills in the first round as the Lady Grizzlies really are playing good ball here down the stretch. You beat them on February 3rd, but they won four in a row since then and had Osborne on the ropes there on Tuesday night as well. When you look at Rock Hills right at 10-10 in your second meeting, what do you want to see from your squad in this one?
Really just, I mean, continue doing what we do. I mean, Coach Meiser, he does such a good job of putting them in the right spots and making sure that we know where the shooters are at. And, I mean, and Welchel's going to get her, so you just try to limit it, her to what you can. And, I mean, we have to rebound. I mean, this time of the year, it's the small things that show up as far as finding somebody to box out and diving for loose balls and making sure that we're doing the right reads. But I expect it to be a good, fun, exciting game. I know they're going to come at us, and we're going to put our best foot forward and just see how it turns out and try to get to play some more free basketball. We just want to focus on this game, and if we're fortunate enough we get another one, then we're going to attack that one.
Scott Dermark, head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck as you open out postseason play on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus gig internet, no commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Drew Dusky with us now, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, a little bit different ends of the spectrum. On Friday, you hosted Natoma and won 88-21. Tuesday, Sylvan Lucas, a 48-41 loss. Just quickly go back to that Natoma game. Obviously, they're a team that struggled this year, and you're able to pick up the big win. What stood out the most there? I know you're able to get a lot of your guys in and a lot of minutes for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, going into that game, you're thinking, you know, you probably should win just based on, you know, what team they had and what we had. And I thought we did a good job executing. You know, we put a little bit of pressure on them and able to get some transition bucks. I thought we shot the ball well, you know, outside, inside. And that was a game where we got, you know, all 12 guys suited up in the game. And even some of our younger guys who were just used to playing JV got a lot of good quality varsity minutes and were able to score the ball. And I thought defensively we played well. And that was a, you know, just a nice chance for some of those younger guys to experience a little bit of varsity time.
So when Lucas, obviously a very good team, you guys have had some battles with them over the years. They got you by 7 there at home on Tuesday in your regular season finale. What went wrong maybe in the end for you in that one?
Well, I mean, it was ugly. Me and Coach Starkey kind of talked about after the game, both offenses, you know, especially the first half, didn't look great, and maybe, you know, a little bit of that was, I thought both of us were playing pretty good defense. It was 11 we were down 11-18 at half, and you know, we kind of adjusted a little bit and started knocking down some shots, and we got within one in the fourth quarter, but you know, we missed a lot of shots close to the rim, and it's not like they were just wide open layups. I mean, they were all contested shots, and it was a physical game, and they got some height and some size that it was hard to deal with, and it was just, you know, unfortunate for us that we couldn't get some of those to fall. But, you know, Phil was a good team. I thought they did a good job defensively, and the Dahl kid, you know, he's hard to guard. He's big, and he can get to the rim, and then the Lawson kid had 20 on us, and he's a big kid and just kind of tough for us to defend inside. So, you know, it's unfortunate that you lose that game. But I don't think we played bad, and I tried to explain to the boys to that after the game. But, you know, you can take a lot away from the game because it was a hard, tough-fought game, and I thought we were physical and we battled. And so, you know, it's something to take away, a positive going into Friday for the Substate game.
Yep, Substate against Rock Hills, the second time you'll see them here this season. You beat them the first time 59-50. They were competitive with you there in Mankato on the 3rd of February. So when you look at this Rock Hills matchup second time around, what do you expect from them and what do you want to see from your group?
You know, obviously we need to be consistent on offense. You know, we're going to have to be able to knock some shots down from the outside against their zone and try to find spaces in the middle. We really got to challenge the boys defensively. I don't think we did a very good job defensively in the post against them when we played them at Mankato. And we got to kind of shore up some of those things on the defensive end, and hopefully we can come out with a win on Friday.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for being with us again here this evening, and best of luck as you open out the postseason Friday night.
Thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
Our Nextech experts know what it takes to manage your business because we've done it ourselves, and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most. And we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
This is Jason Bradford on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show here, and I have Rock Hills girls head coach Nick Meisner with us. And Coach Meisner, a couple of decent outings for you in the last couple of games. You get a 51-38 win over Thunder Ridge. You kind of got that secondary score that you've been looking for with Similink adding 17 and a couple of three-pointers.
Yeah, you know, going out there last Friday on their senior night at Thunder Ridge, it's always a tough place to play. Yeah, Bethany, you know, Lauren also did her thing, got 18 points, and Bethany Similik hits a couple trays and came up big in the fourth with, you know, going 5 out of 7 from the line and had 17 points. And, yeah, like you said, that secondary score is very, very important, you know, going down the stretch of these games and even finding a third score. You know, Danica Frost chipped in eight to kind of add on top of that. And, you know, I'm really proud of the girls, how they're starting to play offensively and defensively. I think our defense is really starting to shine, and we're really buying into you know, what our spots are out there and what our roles are. So, and kind of had a nice full game, I feel like, a complete game, and that kind of set us up for last night's game.
And speaking of last night's game, 43-50 kind of came out on the short end of the stick against Osborne, but you were right there. I think you had a shot up on the rim that just rolled off the rim there that would have tied it up at 34 early in the fourth, but Osborne made some plays down the stretch to get that win. But you got to be happy with the girls' effort in that one.
Yeah, you know, here we are again on the road on Osborne senior night, so, you know, they're going to play with a little bit of emotions, maybe more than they usually would. Sometimes that's good or bad, though, too, and maybe that's what happened in the first quarter. We jumped out to a 14-4 lead and kind of took it to them on the press. You know, we're very good at that all of a sudden this year, and sometimes that's our best scoring offense. But, you know, then they switched it up a little bit on defense and kind of tried to muddy it up and clawed back in it. Reiner, you know, for Osborne, had a big second quarter and got them back in it and got them going. We kind of walked away thinking, hey, you know, if we can play with the fifth-ranked team in the state, we can play with anybody, and hopefully that kind of trickles into Friday, and we can kind of keep this defensive intensity up because it's going to keep us in games no matter what. But, you know, just really proud of the girls, how they've kind of stepped up here, you know, at the end of the season. And I told them, you know, we're 10-10 right now, but there's no reason we couldn't have been 15-5 or 14-6, you know, if we keep playing like we have the last two or three games. And we had scores step up, some bench players knocking down some shots and gaining confidence. It's going to help Warren, and you know, we had some pretty even scoring last night. So, you know, we're excited. You know, we're not looking that our season's going to be over Friday. You know, we got some momentum, and just need two good practices, and we'll see what happens.
And speaking of Friday, you take on Downs Lakeside, a familiar opponent. That game will be on Friday at 6 o'clock. Do you expect them to come out with anything new, or are you going to try anything new, or are you just going to try to ride your momentum here, or what do you expect from them?
You know, they got us pretty good at home about 3.5 weeks ago. You know, we're not the team we were at 6-8 or 6-9. You know, well, that's what our record was after we lost to them. And so, yeah, we might try a couple of different things, but you know, we know what to expect from them. We watched a lot of film, and you know, we know they got pretty good top three players, and then the role players had big games against us the first time. So, you know, we look to kind of keep our momentum going and the defensive intensity and urgency and see if we can kind of throw them out of their game offensively. And I think we'll be in it and have a shot.
And I know I'm going to ask this question to all the coaches on these chats. There's one thing you can, maybe one word or one idea you can stress to the girls as you head into the postseason. Is that going to be aggressiveness, patience, poise? What do you think your team needs heading into Friday?
You know, we've used the term cool, calm, and collected all year. You know, we've you know, in years past, the Rock Hills girls have struggled breaking the press, and you know, ever since kind of introducing that term, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're exactly that, breaking the press and scoring off of it. So, you know, that's kind of been a big one for us. But lately, it's been be aggressive on rebounding and aggressive with the ball on offense, and those two things. If we carry that in on top of being, you know, calm through it all, we're going to be a tough out.
All right. That sounds good. Well, we'll chat with you next week, and we'll see how Friday goes and possibly preview the rest of the sub-state for you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Great savings out there Tuesday. Here's Thithway in downtown Mankato. 1 pound of red ripe strawberries, only $2.99. Now through Tuesday, here's Thithway in Mankato. Great savings down through Tuesday. Here's Thithway in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless pork loin roast, just $1.99 a pound. Now through Tuesday, here's Thithway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show. I have Rock Hills boys head coach Zach Duffy here with us. Coach Duffy, a couple tough starts to some of your games here the last couple times out. Thunder Ridge really got off to a really good start, and you fell to them 63-23. And then Osborne, also a good start in the first quarter. What can you kind of do to kind of change that up a little bit?
Yeah, it's just first and foremost, obviously, those are two of the top teams in our league, and a lot of good athletes, a lot of good ball players. So that was tough on us to start with, but we're just kind of in a funk a little bit, and we're letting teams jump out on us, quick on us, and you know we've preached all year long if we don't shore up the defensive end and really play hard and play fast on that end, it's going to be really tough for us because at times we really struggle to score the basketball. So just talking with the guys about really taking pride on the defensive end, and I feel like we've kind of gotten lax there in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And but we just had a conversation last night after the game about, you know, when we come out, there's got to be a tone set on the defensive end, and if we don't do so, you know, the results have shown in the last two games. We've come out flat, and like I said, those are two really good teams anyway, so you definitely can't afford to spot them 15, 20 points right off the bat. That's just not the formula that's going to win us games. So I told the boys last night we have two practices, and we go to Downs on Friday, and we got to really get after it today and tomorrow and fix some things and kind of reinstill some of those defensive qualities, defensive mindsets that I thought we were doing well in the middle of the season and then kind of got lax on those.
And speaking of Downs, obviously a familiar opponent as a league opponent. Do you expect them to do a lot of do you expect to change anything, or do you expect them to kind of do the same things? What do you expect from them coming up on Friday?
Yeah, you know, that's always kind of a chess match, you know. You play each other multiple times, and I know teams in the league see each other multiple times, especially just from regular league play, and then you might see each other in the tournament, and then, of course, sub-state now. But, yeah, I don't, you know, like I said, it's a chess match, and I'm sure Coach Deskey, he's watching film from our last few games and kind of seeing what we've not done well and maybe some things that we did well the first time we played against them. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. We might throw in a few different things and a few different looks and just do our best to put our guys in the best situations possible to hopefully go out and get a sub-state win. I know it's been 5 or 6 years since the Rock Hills boys have had a postseason win, so we're really stressing and emphasizing these next 2 days. Everybody is 0-0. You know, the records are reset, and it's a new season, and anybody can get hot at any time. And so we're just stressing to our guys, let's go work hard these next 2 days, and we'll come out and put everything we have into it, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may.
I always kind of find this time of season interesting, not just the matchups and the X's and O's, but just kind of the psychology behind each team. I'm going to ask this for every coach here coming up on the chats, but if there's one word, one phrase, one idea you can instill in your team here as you head into the postseason, what is it for your team at this moment?
Well, I would say, you know, we had a conversation last night after the game. Teams at this point of the year, they really, honestly, they do one of two things. They either they have that pride inside them to really, you know, we're going to go into sub-state, and like I said, it's a new season, and anybody can get hot at any time. So we're gonna peak, and we're gonna play our best ball. Or, you know, the flip side of that is you hope it's not the case, but you have some kids looking ahead at track season and warm weather, and it's been a long season. It's cold outside, and you know those teams that aren't great and that don't want to go on, they kind of just check out. And so we talked with the boys last night, and I saw some fire in their eyes in the locker room afterwards. I think they are really, really hungry to go get one on Friday. And so, you know, we're just continuing to preach, let's work on those fundamentals, let's play defensive basketball, let's rebound the ball, let's take care of it. and do what we can do. And like I said, we'll let the chips fall where they may.
All right, Coach, great talking to you, and we'll talk to you again next week and see how things, like you said, see how the chips fall as they may.
Yep, thank you.
Rock Hills Locker Room Chats brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Best choice russet potatoes, a 10-pound bag, only $3.99. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless beef arm roast, only $3.49 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show, and I have Sylvan Lucas girls head coach Craig Batchman here with us. And not an easy stretch to end the regular season. You had Osborne, St. John's, Tipton, and Lakeside all three back-to-back. You got the big win against Osborne, but had to turn around against St. John's, Tipton, and lost a one-point game there, 46-47.
Yeah, that you know, it was a tough last couple weeks, but you know, I think it really prepares us the best for the postseason play and everything, playing great competition like we did these last 2 weeks.
And then the Lakeside game on Tuesday, 53-60. That Lakeside team's kind of tough to deal with when they're hitting shots.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're a quality team. And like you said, when they're hitting shots, you know, it's really tough to get out there and guard them and everything. And, you know, I thought they did a great job last night of getting after it defensively. And then, you know, offensively moving the ball around and getting those open shots and knocking them down.
Do you kind of like having the hard stretch right there at the end, or would you like to maybe have one sort of easier game, so to speak, in the middle to kind of give a little rest? Or how do you want that to happen if you could choose your schedule a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I really don't know. There's two ways to look at it. You know, I think it really does prepare us for the postseason and everything, because, you know, like you said, they were quality teams, probably some of the tougher teams in our area. And, you know, having to go back to back on those, I mean, it kind of prepares you mentally and physically for that tough stretch of the postseason.
And with that postseason right around the corner, you have Solomon on Thursday. It'll be at home for you in the first round, as you will be the number two seed. Solomon will come in as the number seven. What do you know about Solomon, and what kind of issues could they give you, and maybe find, and what is there something that you think you can get against them?
All right. You know, I've watched film on them and stuff. You know, I think we can get after them and pressure them a little bit and everything. But, you know, on the flip side, we got to make sure that we take care of the ball and move the ball around offensively and knock down shots and, you know, just be aware of our passing. They do a good job of anticipating and getting out in the passing lanes.
As you head into the postseason, I've been asking this question to all our locker room chat coaches. If there's one phrase or word or idea you could instill into your team as you head into the postseason, is it aggressiveness? Is it calmness? Is it poise? What would that be?
You know, I would have to say aggressiveness. You got to go into these games. You can't sit back, because the minute you sit back and relax a little bit, someone's going to come and knock you off, and it's one and done from here on. So you got to go out there and play aggressive and get after it.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll chat next week and see exactly what you've been able to do with this opportunity to move on in the postseason.
All right, thank you.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, and this is the Thursday night locker room chat show. Sylvan Lucas boys head coach Jeff Starkey here with us, and Coach Starkey, you finished the game, or you finished the season out with St. John's Tipton and Lakeside, a couple of tough teams. St. John's Tipton playing really, really well right now, and he kind of came out on the short end of a 31-48 score. What did they do that kind of gives you and some other teams problems?
Well, they're a good basketball team. they play hard. They play unselfish. They do things the right way. We've got it down to two, I think, early in the third quarter. And then from there, I think we missed a layup, and that they converted on the other end, and then we kind of went cold again, and that's kind of been something we've done for the last couple of weeks. We haven't shot the ball particularly well, and this time of year, you're hoping you can get that turned around.
Then you turn around, and on Tuesday night, a 48-41, that's a nice win against a pretty good Lakeside basketball team. Nice to end this regular season on a winning note and head into postseason on the positive side of things.
It is, and once again, last night was an offensive struggle, I think, for both of us. It kind of picked up in the fourth quarter. I think over 48, we scored 22 in the fourth quarter. So, we struggled again offensively, but it's good to be able to be in close games and to be able to win them, and it's a good experience for our kids.
You start this postseason run as the number three seed in your sub-state. You'll take on the number six seed, Lincoln. That'll be Friday at your place at Sylvan Grove at 7 o'clock. You did get the better of Lincoln 63-31, but that was all the way back in December. So almost like it didn't happen. So what do you expect you to do different, and what do you expect Lincoln to do different here?
Well, and that's the thing. It's almost like preparing for a completely different team, and they're playing better basketball now. They tried to do a number of things to us the first time. So, I don't know that there's too many things they can do that's different other than figure out what they want to try to do and just go with it. But, we're going to get prepared the next couple of days for that game, and we're glad that we're playing at home, and it's that time of year where, you win or you're done.
Okay. I've been asking all the coaches on the locker room chat the same question here. If there's one idea, one word or phrase or something that you can instill to your team as you head into the postseason, what is it?
Just opportunity. You're at the time now where it's about opportunity, and if you take advantage of it, you can have a pretty good time over the next 2 weeks, and that's what we got to try to do.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll be talking to you next week, see how things have gone.
All right, thank you.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.